Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
When you don't have a foundation, and because again, we coach guys just starting, guys at very large revenue levels, whether it's money or the systems that Amar is talking about, you want to get them systematized now. So when you're like, oh, I can just do it, I just call the guys, I just do it. Trust me, I coach on the back end of that where people come to me like, I'm working 100 hours a week, everything's a mess, I feel like I've lost control of my business. And it's real hard to jam that genie back into the bottle. So if it's just you and you're like, I know exactly where to be and what to do and how to do it, and that's where I want to stay, this is a system and a process you don't need, frankly. If you're like, no, at some point I'd like someone else to clean and I maybe even have multiple teams cleaning, please, please, please don't wait until it's like chicken and the egg. I'm just going to tell you, the chicken's first. You're like, oh, I'll get, you know, same thing with money. I'll get better with money once I have money. No, you'll have money once you get better with money. I'll systematize and automate once I get bigger. No, you'll systematize and automate and then you'll get better. So again, you are allowed to opt out of this. If you're like, it's just me, it's always going to be me, maybe a helper. We do a couple houses a day. And even when it's a vacation, I just figure it all out and I'm happy with it. You can just take a break or go to the next podcast. For any of you that are like, I'm there now, but that's not where I want to be.
Yeah.
The coach that kind of helps implement this at the back end, do it now when it's small. And please don't. And I don't know. You tell me, Amar, when people come like, I've got 30 employees, you know, 15 teams, you know, 50 accounts a day, and we're on Google Calendar. I'd like to switch over. How does that feel? Because just, you know.
Yeah, almost everyone that switches to ZenMade wishes that they had done it sooner. With that being said, I think that everyone listening to this is going to have their own systems that they need to focus on and that they need to give attention to. That's kind of like the next domino in the order. And so, with anyone that's listening to this, like, you know, I don't want to like imply that, of course, like it's ZenMade or it's like your scheduling software, right? There's lots of other things that maybe you want to work on, and there's definitely like a timing to it. But what Mike is saying is very true, right? Is people that try to switch over at 20 or 30 cleaners are not going to have a good time moving over from like from Google Calendar or from anything like along like those lines.
Okay, that brings up a whole other point we haven't talked about that I want to talk about. So when we, and it's so fun because I see same human, Amar gets like this perspective and for the, and then I get the opposite. So it's cool to hear stuff from just a completely different perspective. So the order we teach people, having nothing to do with what Amar is doing, to get out of cleaning and to automate. And one of the things, one of my favorite things I love about Amar, his company's based, well, I don't know where your company's based because you're in Thailand, but I'm assuming the majority of your users are not in Thailand. They're in the United States. So they're in North America. He's there. I don't remember where you were when we first talked, but it wasn't North America. So I love that Amar just travels the world and is able. So he loves this crap, right? It's not just, he coaches it for everyone else, but then he's all into stuff. He's able to travel the world. So the thing I wanted to mention is our order of getting people like out of the field and getting out from in their business and on it. First and foremost is cleaning. If you're cleaning, and again, if you're happy with that, you don't really want a cleaning business. You want a cleaning job. This isn't even a podcast for you because we don't really teach you how to do a cleaning job.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, you got to get out of cleaning. That's if you're cleaning, you do not have a business. You have a job. Second thing, which most people skip, but some people don't, so I want to make sure, is handholding your cleaners. Oh, I forgot a key. I'll go get it. I forgot a solvent or a bat. I'll bring it. My car ran again. I'll come. Like that sort of handholding saving. So once you're out of that, the very next thing I coach folks to get out of is doing the freaking scheduling. Because when you're going to go on vacation, that's like my big thing. My favorite is getting folks like, I haven't had a vacation in 10 years, and they go for 2 weeks and they're fine. And scheduling is that thing typically they'll take with them on vacation. And even though it might take them 10 to 20 minutes a day, they're just tied in. It's something that sucks the life out of you. So I know that you guys do a great job with scheduling on the client side, right? Like texts and all that sort of cool stuff. So that's awesome. And I recommend automating all that. But because when Amar is like, you know, you don't have to do it right now, that would be my thing. If you're still cleaning, you're right. I wouldn't worry about getting all this automation and just get the frick out of cleaning. If you're chasing employees or driving them or doing crazy stuff like that, cut that out and upgrade your staff. But as soon as those two ticks have been made, this is probably the next thing I'm going to encourage you to do. So, and I haven't asked this, so hopefully it won't blow up my face. Does what you guys do, because there's two pieces of the scheduling. There's that external, right? The client, you know, clients being there, being ready, texting, are you ready? All that sort of good stuff. And I know ZenMate's great at that. I haven't asked you about internal. Does ZenMate help at all with internal communications of, well, this guy's not, so if I'm going to turn over to a scheduler, right? I'm assuming I'm not just going to turn over the thing. I'm going to be like, here's the ZenMate login. Here's our processes. How does ZenMate help me on that side? Or ideally, God willing, my VA or my scheduler, how does ZenMate help them on that side?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's a great question, because that was a big thing that we saw exact same as you, was that if someone did want to go on vacation, that prior to ZenMate, maybe like a year or two prior to ZenMate launching, was like the first time that you saw softwares that had actually popped up in the industry that could actually be used remotely or could just be passed off to the next person because they were all in the cloud. But yes, we have all of like the internal management. So like the goal of ZenMate is, you know, kind of going back to what we were talking to, I think on the last question or the question before that, is there's a certain amount of work for scheduling that every maid service has to get done, whether it's the owner, whether it's the office manager. You know, like I was saying, you have to know where you have to be and when. And so what ZenMate tried to do is we tried to automate as many things as we could for you with just that information. So to directly answer your question, yeah, we do all of those things with the internal management. So once you, the owner, like whoever's listening, the owner, the office manager, once you finalize your schedule and you go, okay, like next Tuesday, here are the 6 appointments that we have, ZenMate then communicates that information automatically to your cleaners or to your contractors. We work with both employees and contractors, and that can be via an automatic SMS reminder. It can be a detailed work order, or it can be a mobile app that they can actually use, download on their phone that has like GPS tracking. They can send on the way texts automatically to the clients when they're on their way to the next client's home, and all of that stuff. So what's funny is I think a lot of people think of ZenMate as more of like a marketing kind of like tool. And we're actually a lot more focused on the internal kind of like employee management, employee communications, and all of that. I would say that's actually our forte more than anything else.
And it's funny because when I got into this business, I came from having a car dealership, construction company, manufacturing, and I always felt like operations were fairly easy, but getting clients was the magic. When I came here, I'm really good at getting clients. I'm going to help owners of cleaning companies get clients. And to be fair, that's what you guys want, but it's probably 60-40 heavy on fulfillment. How do I actually, more people tell me I got clients. I got a waiting list. I can't freaking take the clients I got, which is funny because if someone called and said, I got $300 I want to give you. And we had to say, no. It's weird because when we sign up a new client, we're like, oh yeah, it's super exciting and fun.
Yeah. But
when we can't take a new client because we're overwhelmed or whatever, somehow that doesn't, we don't weight it properly, right? A new client's like a 7 or 8 in terms of excitement. Yeah. So you think it would be a -7 or 8 if we can't take someone. It's like a -2. So our brains don't really do the work that it's just as costly to not be able to get new clients as it is to be able to not take them on when they do come. So, okay. So the big thing I want to talk about is if I turn this over to a VA, because again, when everything's, ZenMate all that much, when everyone's showing up and doing what they're supposed to do, but you know, we're the cleaning business, man. People don't show up. Or is there a system or a process? And again, I love that. So it's not just the software, is the tool, but the MR's team's experience of how to use the tool, I think, is where the magic comes in, right? So you can kind of just like coaching kind of tells you what to do. So when someone can't come in, is there a way that, you know, hey, if they don't check in, the VA or the scheduler or the office manager knows they need to go to option 2, or do they have to like text? Is there some sort of like, just so we can like breathe easy and be like, everyone checked in, everyone's good, or they didn't check in and we now have a system to follow?
Yeah. So we have a couple of things like that. So most of the time, you know, people just kind of have their own systems and processes of like what happens outside of ZenMate, but we're always looking at kind of what's the next action that they take and can ZenMate help with that. So we have actually added stuff in. So now if, for example, a cleaner hasn't clocked into their 9 a.m. house and it's 9:10 or 9:15 in the morning, the office staff will actually get a notification inside ZenMate going, hey, just letting you know, like, this cleaner hasn't shown up yet and is now 15 minutes late, right? And so it's in, so the system's beginning to warn you of like, hey, you might need to reach out and text this person. And so we're trying to build in more alerts like that and just trying to figure out when people are taking specific action and whether we can help with that. And then the other thing that we've released, I was going to say recently, but it probably happened at like the beginning of the pandemic, so like more than a year ago now, is we released the ZenMaid Bootcamp. And so that's from Courtney Wisely, who runs Rescue My Maids Service and Magic Maids. And so with that, it's like her entire essentially training manual that she takes her actual team through whenever someone new joins her office staff. And that goes through in a lot more detail. It's like a video course, but that goes through in a lot more detail of like, okay, you get this notification in ZenMaid, here's what it means for the business, and here's the next couple of steps. So we've actually found quite a few of our users are actually using that bootcamp to train their VAs and their office staff.
So what have you found kind of in serving, yeah, what we kind of started talking about, and we wandered off, like we talked about, you know, as a provider of service, because a lot of what most of what we've done is responding to our community, right? Clean Nation says, we need compliance, we need help getting out of our business, we're not making enough profit. So we respond to that. What have been the big asks that you've seen from, I call it Clean Nation, but you know, the cleaning universe, I guess we'll say, that, and how have you coached people to respond to it? And then again, how can we use software to automate that, those steps?
Let's see. I'm trying to think here. So yeah, I mean, I think like one of like the biggest things, again, I mean, do you just mean kind of like a mistake that we're seeing people make that we like kind of coach people out of, or
like, because like, if you say what's the top five things that the owners of cleaning companies come to you with wanting help, we kind of know what's the top five pains or top three pains owners come to you going, if I could just X, my business would be better.
Yeah. So mostly it's like if I didn't have to like text or communicate with like with my clients, and particularly on the smaller side, we get a lot of people that come to us that are like, hey, you know, I saw that ZenMaid does SMS reminders, and I still send out SMS reminders manually each night before like going to bed, right? If I could get that time back with like my family or whatever, that would be amazing, right? So that's like obviously a huge one.
Let's talk about that one, because again, it's so funny. Our philosophy is the same. It's just the way we solve the problem completely different, right?
Yeah.
The problems you're running into or not running into, but trying to help your people solve exactly the same problems that we help them solve. So my least favorite thing, because I've been guilty of this, is being with my wife at dinner, trying to play with my kids. And it makes me sick when they feel like they're being on my phone, right? Like texting. So we've got clients that they're like, my employees text me and they have my text. Is that something ZenMaid can help them get out of and say, hey, you can't text me anymore, but you can text somebody?
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably one of the biggest things that we help people with like a lot. Is it's kind of funny because it's not what you would expect software to help you with, but it's expectation setting. And that's probably the biggest thing, right? That you're talking about here is that we're always looking at stuff from the technology and automation kind of thing. But like, I think that for you with your coaching, you're oftentimes looking at kind of how do we change the human behavior here? And where the two meet in the middle is really where the magic happens, right? And so for example, with ZenMaid, we can send all of the automated information. So, okay, so now if you sign up for ZenMaid, you no longer have to manually type in a text to every one of your clients. We'll send those off automatically for you. So you never have to think about them again. But in addition to that, you can also give them further instructions in those texts so that it's like, you know, please like expect a response after 7 a.m. each morning, right? Or you say like, these are our office hours, right? Or to contact us, please contact this person directly. And so like that's a really good way of sort of showing people like, hey, like, you know, after 6 p.m. is time for you and your family. And if you want to respond to texts after 9 p.m. once the kids go back, you know, you're like, go to bed. That's totally cool. But it needs to be a conscious decision that you're making, right? That everyone that's listening to this, you didn't start this company so that you could be interrupted by people, you know, in the middle of dinner with your family. You started it so you'd get more quality time with your loved ones. And so sometimes that's about having better systems and automations. Sometimes that's just about better expectation setting, right? Or just putting your phone on silent, right? Not enough business owners do that. Just like, I'm just going to put my phone on silent for like 2 or 3 hours. And if I miss a client because of that, like, that's okay. But of course, if you have a system in place so someone else on your team gets you that client, then you have the best of both worlds, right?
And stupid stuff. Like even I've got an iPhone and at the bottom, there's that little mail. I found the setting that turns off the number of like little, because for me, even if I don't get the email, but it's got a 43. I got to check it. So if there's an email in there, I don't know it. So anything you can, my favorite app that's free on the iPhone is called Airplane Mode. It's magic. You turn it on it ceases to become something that can distract you. All right. So I know Amar's got a cool offer because he's great for folks who are like, hey, I want to check out the ZenMade thing. And it's cheap. Like, I don't even know what it costs, but I remember you told me I was offended at how cheap it was. But before we do that, I can't let you go until we get a little bit of more of your story. So the entire time I've known you, you run a fairly successful, you do well. And you've got a team, but you travel all over the world. So like right now we're recording this, it's 4:50 in the afternoon for me. I think it's like 4:50 in the morning here. It's almost 12 hours opposite. Yeah. So literally end of the globe. How do you run a fast growing, and again, guys, gals, don't be fooled with the software. It is a tricky, lots of moving parts business. And Amar is able to, and again, maybe you just work all the time from all over the world, but from where I see, you're like traveling, having fun, being with your family, and it's a fast growth company. How do you execute that?
So I think that I just sort of built that in, that I think that I, I always felt like working a 9-to-5, and I bet you a lot of listeners can relate to this, is to me working a 9-to-5 it just didn't seem like that was for me. I didn't want to spend, you know, that amount of time to then come back like to the family. It is kind of funny though. You hear that saying of like entrepreneurs are willing to work like 80 hours a week for themselves so they don't have to work 40 hours a week for someone else, right? So
$80,000 a year working 40 hours a week to work in 80 hours a week, making 40 grand a year. And this is happy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so I very much just set up the company like from there. But I mean, I do think that the keys are really like true for every maid service owner, like even for me, for every business owner really, is I do think it really comes down to people, right? That like my team is just absolutely amazing. We have top notch developers that are motivated with like the lifestyle that we're able to provide them and like and all of that. I mean, obviously we can't compete with like a Google salary or like anything like that. And then on the non-technical team side, we've gone out of our way to hire maid service owners. And I think that's been one of like our biggest secrets, that like I've continuously found ways to keep removing myself from the business. So I think it's actually a really, really good question, Mike, because it very much ties back into what we were talking about systems and processes. So it's been, you know, 8 years now that all of my systems and processes have just been compounding over time. So the first 3 years, it was just me and my co-founder. I did everything myself. And now, you know, over the past like 4 years, I've now built up this team around me. So essentially what happens, and again, I love this because it ties back into so many things that we've talked about during this interview, is that difference between I have to do something or like I choose to do something. And so I'm very much at the point now where like I can spend an entire month 100% off of ZenMade, and not only does the company continue to like, you know, just like be okay and keep earning money, it actually actually continues to grow because I've spent so much time putting amazing people in place to do all of the work. And then I have the ability to step back in. So like, you know, there's a sales demo, I think like what, 1 hour and 8 minutes that I might jump on and do because I still enjoy doing like those sales demos. But if I decide not to, that's like, you know, someone else will step in and will do it. And that's what allows me to be traveling the world. You know, I'm here in Thailand, which is where I actually met my wife, who's like, who's from the UK. So that this is, that's why we decided to come back here. And, yeah, I mean, I think that freedom really does come down to the systems thinking and everything. That I don't consider myself to be very systematized, but all of the systems that I've built over the years are what allow me to kind of, you know, live my life the way that I do.
So let me give you the three takeaways I heard, and then we'll let Amar give us the page in the offer where you can get the old interview that now we're both dying to hear for Cleaning Nation. So I heard three things. One, he set out with an intention of freedom. So I think the problem is a lot of us kind of have that loose general, like we'd like to work less. And we just think it's magically going to happen. Hopefully here, just by the way Amar was speaking, that was an intention that he held throughout. So it wasn't like this ideal he loosely had and then abandoned it. He designed the company intentionally with that end in mind, right? So, and don't give yourself the out of, well, he's got a software company and I've got a cleaning company. We have clients that run companies, A, that travel all the time, and B, some of them even have moved and they live in a completely different place from their cleaning company. So it starts with intention. The second thing I heard is, and it's so funny, we coach exactly the same thing, and Mar and I have not talked about this. He goes, the lifestyle we create for our people, what we call that is culture and core values. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people think it's money. And I'm glad that you said, you know, hey, we're in the tech, you know, so all of you guys are like, oh, if I just paid more, I can get better cleaners. You think you're competing for talent? Try being in a software industry. It's competitive for far less people able to do their job. And Mar said, it's not money. It's not money. We can't afford it. We can't compete. So as opposed to just giving up and going, I can't afford to pay crazy wages, he said, what do they really want? And they want a lifestyle. They want a culture. They want something they can't get anywhere else. So that one, have intention, keep it through. Two, build a team, expect the best. And obviously we pay fairly, right? I'm sure your people are working bugs and like you're taking advantage of them, but fairly doesn't have to be Google wages or whatever we think is a crazy thing. And then the third thing I heard is compounding systems. So I'm guessing yours one and two didn't really feel like, it might've felt a lot of two steps forward, one step back. And am I really getting anywhere? And we all want everything to just go perfect, but that's not how business grows, right? It's compounding. We'll do 23 systems that 18 really don't work, but six kind of work together and go better. So be okay with that incremental. Am I better than I was 3 months ago? And if the answer is yes, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're constantly looking at the gap, which is good. Like, you know, here's where I want to be and here's where I'm at. That difference frustrates me, but we don't take a look at, holy crap, look where I was 5 years ago. This is wild. All right. So those are the three takeaways I heard. I just want to make sure I shared them. So I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, zenmade.com/grow. It's so funny because we were talking about where we're going to put the offer and he said, grow, and we went back and he's like, oh crap, you're already up from literally 5 years ago. So we're going to take a new one. It's like, no, just put the old one so they can listen to like before and after. So if you go to zenmade.com/grow, I think, did you say 3 months of half off of ZenMade?
Yeah. So for anyone that signs up, so there's a couple of things there. So yeah, if you go to zenmade.com/grow, I'll include details at the top of that page. And you can see, you're obviously already listening to this interview, but you can also see the link to the initial interview that we did there. And so there's two offers there. So the first thing is that ZenMade has actually launched a 100% free plan. So, anyone that wants to sign up, if you just want the CRM component that we offer, it's essentially think like a much more specialized Google Calendar that we have available for free at zenmade.com. If you go to zenmade.com/grow and just follow the instructions there, we'll give you 50% off for your first 3 months on our paid options. And of course, that's after you sign up for the trial. So go ahead, try it out for 14 days. We want to make sure that it's right for you and that you're right for us. And then from there, we can apply that discount and get that taken care of. But there's no commitment. You don't need to sign a contract. You don't need to commit to anything. You don't need to commit to 3 months in order to get those 3 months like off or whatever. So yeah, we'll make it quite quite simple and easy for anyone that's interested in giving that a shot. And if you're listening to this, if you're a solo cleaner, if you're just in the middle of something else, some other stage of your business, if now's not the time, that's totally cool. Join our email list, you know, just get involved with us however you want to. And whenever you're ready, we'll be here.
And the cool thing is I as you guys know, I coach like, hey, don't discount, don't give stuff free, get a premium service for the same price. And Amar's like, it's all premium service. There's nothing we do at all. I'm like, well, there's gotta be some sort of onboarding, like extra, you know, like one-on-one. He's like, we'll do all that for free. So I was literally trying to find crap that he's like, we do all that anyway. It's all included. So guys, gals, again, and I don't know what the software costs. It's cheap. Like most people, I'm guessing, aren't $100 a month. So this isn't like you're going to go broke, you know, automating. So
50 to 200. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, this is, and again, half price off is not even that. So, I guess just like anything, we always coach it, folks. If this has got you fired up and encouraged and you go, that's great. I like Amar and I like Mike and that all sounds great. And then you move on to the next podcast and don't do anything. Heartbreaking. Right. Hopefully we had some fun, watched some boys play ping pong, walked around. We got Amar out of bed, you know, in the middle of the night. But to what end? Right. So I really want to encourage you, if you're like, wow, that really helps, check out zenmade.com/grow. So on the coaching side, growmycleaningcompany.com, we've got over 600 podcasts, two of which feature Amar. I don't know where they're at. Zenmade.com/grow to get them both, because I don't know where they're both on our website. I couldn't tell you how to get them. So. That's it, guys, gal. I just want to encourage you. If you are encouraged, take an action, go to growmycleaningcompany.com for some coaching. Go to zenmade.com/grow for like, okay, here's the tool to actually get some of this automation. And give me a shout out. If you're like, I like this, I need it, I want help, let us know. We'll serve you. Appreciate hanging out with the Clean Nation. Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.